And now, back to Small Business Heroes on News Talk Radio 580 CFRA.
717, you're in the studio with James Maduk. Small Business Heroes is the show you're listening to. I want to first let you know that we've got a sponsor for this particular segment. It's SRGG Solutions, and they're an affiliate company of Scott Rankin Gordon Gardner Chartered Accountants. So if you're looking for business accounting software, that's the place to go, srgg.com. We're joined in the studio by right now with Peter Stewart, who's a franchisee. Now, listen to this, 4,000 franchises worldwide, 14 in Ottawa, 300 in Canada. And Peter is the man here in Ottawa, I'm told. So welcome to the studio, Peter.
Thank you.
What we're going to talk about, mailboxes, et cetera, what I've asked the guests to talk about is obviously their area of expertise. So one of the things that for myself as a small business owner, Peter, I don't have a large shipping department. I don't have a fancy color copier. So I asked Peter, just maybe just to start off, what are some of the services that all of the mailboxes, et cetera, provide?
Basically, we provide all the services that you would find in a large corporation: photocopying, shipping services, mail receiving, fax service, binding, all the things that you would normally find in a large office. If you all of a sudden go and start working from home or running a small business and can't afford some of those extras, those are the things that we have.
Okay, so let's look at some examples. And there might be people out listening, and let's say they're an independent professional. They may be attached to a large company for that matter, but they may be teleworking or working from home. What are some of the things that you can suggest that they take a look at with services like that you provide?
Well, basically, we try and make their business easier. When you're getting into the people working from home, they often need to communicate with their offices, be it in downtown Ottawa or downtown Toronto or in the United States. They need to courier things. They need to courier things to their customers, their clients. So we offer a complete shipping service that allows them to tailor what they need based on the services we have. So if they don't need it overnight, there's more economical ways to ship things. If they need it there tomorrow morning first thing, we have those services available to them. And we've partnered ourselves with some big companies that allow us to offer those sort of services.
Like who? Give me some examples.
We have FedEx and UPS are our main shipping partners, Canpar for domestic ground service. We also, in terms of some of the other services we provide, Xerox is a big partner with mailboxes, et cetera, as well.
Okay. So let's look at another example. Perhaps it might be a small business. We've got six employees, and we may not even be in the same location. What are some scenarios that you run into to help out that kind of configuration of a small business?
Well, it's not that uncommon. A lot of things is pulling things together. We've got the ability to have items emailed to us and to output them. So you may
give me an example of that.
We have, there may be somebody who's doing advertising work, marketing work for them. Somebody else is involved in sales. The two of them need to get things together to make a presentation to a large client potentially. And we have the ability to receive files, to receive the documents, and put the package together so that the final product is a professional-looking document.
And my understanding is that that doesn't even have to be in the same city.
No, it can be. I mean, with technology these days, you can do your work in Ottawa, send it out over the internet to Calgary, have somebody out there print it, and your sales colleague in Calgary pick it up at the store and walk into a presentation half an hour later.
And with a perfect presentation that didn't need to get shipped or lost anywhere.
Exactly.
Okay.
And it's there on time. It's ready to go.
Okay. So we've got a scenario. We've got companies that are or individuals, those e-lancers and freelancers. One of the things you mentioned, that shipping is one thing. Let's say they've got a widget, they want to ship it. Mm-hmm. And I think the other thing that you probably run into, or I know I do, is this document services. So maybe you could explain document services.
Document services encompasses basically everything from the initial creation of something to the final product. You've got the actual, be it graphics and word processing work. Then there's the actual output of the document onto the individual pages. Now, there's different ways that can be done. Then you've got what we call finishing services, the binding that presentation and putting it together, adding tabs, binders, training material, all those sorts of things, so that when the final product is a complete document.
Okay. So where, is there like a sort of a line of demarcation that why would someone use mailboxes, et cetera? Where's the point where they know they should be using them?
That varies on every company. There's, I mean, a small individual might need us almost every day. We have larger companies that use us because all of a sudden they get a price increase from one of their suppliers, and all of a sudden they need 1,200 price lists printed up that day and sent out. And that's where, so our client base is very diverse, certainly the, predominantly on the smaller side, but even the large companies need us because all of a sudden they get something quick that they need to turn around quickly, and we have the resources available to do it for them.
Okay. And the other thing that I found interesting was that it wasn't just necessarily a presentation that had to be done. There's all sorts of direct mail pieces. There's offset printing. There's all sorts of things. So basically, it's a full service.
We offer just about everything for the clients. And if we – certainly in our store, if we don't offer it, we'll usually have a suggestion of where the customer can go to get it done.
Okay. No, you're not going to tell where they can go, obviously. You want them to stay at the mailboxes, et cetera.
That's right.
Is there sort of a budget that you cater to or a market that I'm looking for the line that's sort of a cutoff or, you know, your small business owner, how do you figure out exactly when all of the services that you could provide? You're outsourcing. So is there a checklist that they can use that they know they should be using you? That's what I'm looking for. It's kind of a checklist.
I guess when you've got a variety of needs, which most businesses have, if you're running a small business, all of a sudden a client phones you up and says, I need this. You may not have the ability to do that in your home. You may have a nice printer, but all of a sudden you need full color output.
Okay.
Or all of a sudden you need to print, all of a sudden your customer phones up and says, well, I'm sorry, there's not just going to be myself at the meeting. There's going to be 25 other people there. Can you bring enough copies for everybody?
Okay.
Well, all of a sudden, your little laser printer or desk jet printer isn't going to cut it.
Isn't going to happen.
No.
Okay. So it's the number that you need to get done.
It's the number, and it's also your time. I mean, that's a very valuable asset, especially a small business person. They may not have the time to sit there and wait for their printer to print things out.
Okay. And the other thing that we had talked about before is obviously the people. I know I came from a larger company, and I remember we had our reports that we had to do monthly, and we printed it out once, and there was someone that we could hand it to,
yeah.
And then all of a sudden these documents got produced somewhere.
That's my job.
Exactly. So we're outsourcing everything there. Time, people, and money. Those are kind of the three things that all small business owners are interested in.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. And one of the I want to talk just briefly on sort of the issue of shipping again. We touched on it at the beginning. One of the things that struck me was this whole issue of people that are shipping physical goods. When they start into a small business, mm-hmm. they don't really take into account how much it costs to ship stuff. So maybe you could touch on that a little bit.
Well, shipping is certainly a very expensive proposition for a lot of small companies. You have to look at what you're shipping. If you're shipping something that's only worth $20, you can't afford to be spending $15 of that on shipping it to Vancouver.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to look at what sort of value you're going to be shipping and how quickly customers need it. Maybe it's a product that they need when they phone you up, you have to deliver the next day. On the other hand, maybe it's something that you can just send out on a slower, more economical service. So what I find is a lot of customers, when they come in, if they're starting a small business and they've invented something, all of a sudden...
A widget. They've got a widget.
They've invented the better
widget.
And they can't... All of a sudden, they come in and they say, I need to... I'm going to start sending out hundreds of these. How much is it going to cost me? And they haven't factored that into their business plan necessarily.
Okay. So you can help them out in that regard.
We can help them out as best we can.
Yeah. So what I'm thinking here is if someone is considering that they've got a product that they need to ship, they can come in to you. And then what would happen if they – what kind of options can you give someone?
Well, there, as I said, there's numerous different options. What we try and do is find out a little bit more about the shipment. When do they need it there? Is this something that they need tomorrow morning, or is it something that's, sometime in the next week is fine? Is it a fragile item? Is it packaged properly? And that's the other thing. If you're running a small business, you don't want customers phoning you up and saying, that better widget you sold me arrived in 100 pieces. So you want to make sure it's packed well. Those are sort of things. And then the insurance, it doesn't need to be insured with the for damage or for loss.
How does that work?
That's a very complicated issue. And it's one of those things, it's almost on a case-by-case basis. Brand new, it's usually not an issue. But there are certain restrictions that all the carriers have.
So you're talking about FedEx and UPS,
UPS, yeah, there's restrictions that they have. And a lot of customers come in and they expect that, oh, well, I can insure that. And we often, unfortunately, have to tell them, no, we cannot. Carriers will not offer insurance on certain items. Glass, framed pictures, things like that.
They won't insure glass?
They won't insure glass, no.
Okay, fair enough. So if there's three things, and what are the you're looking at, you want to outsource your shipping, your document creation. Mm-hmm. What's the checklist? What are the three things that people have to be aware of when they're doing that?
Well, the shipping, that's a wide variety. So yep. I think the more the document services, I think, is more where you can get three good solid tips for your listeners. Number one is deal with somebody who can complete the whole job. You don't want to be have one person do something and then somebody else do something else just for the sake of saving yourself a few pennies, because it's really not going to be worth it. When is it needed? Give yourself enough lead time to get it done. We may be busy when you walk in the door. We may not be able to turn that around in half an hour. Most of the time we can, but make sure you give yourself enough lead time.
And the lead time varies, obviously, with the job that needs to be done.
Exactly, exactly. And I mean, if you just need one copy of it, usually it's not a problem. But if you need 100 of them, give the person enough. Give the whoever you're sending it to enough lead time. And the final thing, when you're getting into the creation of a document, think about how it's produced. We have a lot of customers who come in, and they've spent all kinds of time producing this thing, and then we can't print it out or we can't do it because they never checked with us as to how we
put
can
it
do
in
it.
A way that.
And that's different from every mailboxes, et cetera, or every copy center. Talk to the person who's going to be actually producing the item at the end, printing it, what their capabilities are, so that you're not stuck with spending hours doing something and then finding out it
could
can't
have been
be
done.
Finished.
Okay, great. And where do people go to find out about mailboxes, et cetera?
We have a website, mbe.ca. And that lists all the different services we have. It also will find you a local MBE center. So if you're traveling and you're out in Calgary and you need something work done, you can just go to that website and key in your postal code, and they'll tell you where the closest one is.
Okay, that's great. Thank you very much for joining us, Peter.
Thank you.
Sorry, pardon me. What we're going to be doing is we're going to be back from break. We're going to be with Mike Kelly. First, I want to thank Scott Rankin, Gordon Gardner for their accounting software experts. You want to speak to SRGG Solutions. You're listening to Small Business Heroes. This is James Maduke speaking. It's News Talk Radio 580 CFRA. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Small Business Heroes on CFRA's Business at Night, brought to you in part by Full Contact Sales Systems and Good Life Fitness Centers.